She's leaving for the lake at 5. I want to do a podcast with y'all.
You haven't earned the fucking right to do a podcast because you ain't
the got white your shit daughter together. That should have been mixed because their dad is a piece of shit.
What the fuck?
That's what she said.
That might be the intro. What's wrong with her?
Everything. Man.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We are back yet again.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, Syph and Gina in the mix. How you doing, baby? Let the people know what's up. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Okay.
On this fabulous hot-ass night.
It is horribly hot.
Man, it's too damn hot.
It's probably why my thighs are sticky.
And that's why your thighs... Oh, man. You know, you can't say that to a brother. You see that twinkle in my eye?
A couple twinkles.
Yes! Let's get it on. All right, baby. How was your day? Let everybody know how your day went today. Or how your week has been going.
Friday.
We got to give everybody an update.
We'll go from... I don't know. Where do you want to start?
I don't care. Wherever you want to start. This is our platform. We letting these motherfuckers know what time it is.
Do you want me, we can go forward to now or now to back?
We can go wherever you want to go.
Well, let's start with today because I remember today. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Always on Fridays, our estate sales.
Yep.
Yep. And lunch and that's it.
How did it go?
It was good. I like estate sales. I didn't get much today.
Yeah.
Nope, just found me a book.
So, what did you encounter in these estate sales today, besides the pungent smells?
Yeah, a couple of the houses didn't smell too well. So I definitely didn't want to buy anything in those houses.
What, it smell like dead people and old spirits?
Like one of them smelled like a cat just pissed everywhere. Just made the house its litter box.
That's fucking trash.
So...
Oh, man.
Didn't want to quite buy anything in there. Like looking, though. Everything is always so neat to see how people live and who hoards what. And,
it's all about being nosy.
So then, you know, it always gets me thinking of like, okay, after I die, do I want to make sure? What do I want to make sure that's not in the house?
You gonna sprinkle some talcum powder around the house?
If the kids have an estate sale, what do they get to sell? Let me make sure.
They ain't selling nothing. All this is getting donated to a time capsule. They don't understand that yet.
I know. My vinyl collecting ass.
So you ran across a little boy today?
I guess I did.
Let's set the premise.
A little shit.
A little shit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you got on a beautiful summer dress.
I did, because it was really, really hot today.
Yeah, hot as a motherfucker.
It was terribly hot. I think it was a 101 heat index.
Man, too hot.
So, yeah.
Translation to black people?
Horrible.
Hot.
So, yeah, I come around the corner, and this little shit comes around another corner, and he says, "Ooh, you look fancy." And I was like, "Well, thanks." He says, "Well, you win a prize." And I'm like, "Well, what prize is that then? If I'm going to win, you can fucking give me a prize." He says, "It's root beer." And I said, "Well, I like root beer."
Really?
He just kept going. I'm like, "Leave little fucking shit." I said, "I'm going to wash your mouth out in the goddamn dishwasher."
His little pecker was little playing the drummer boy.
I couldn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I didn't know if he was actually being genuine or being a little fuck. Yeah. I didn't know.
Oh, man. How old was he?
He had to have been like 7 or 8.
7 or 8 talking about, "Oh, you look fancy. You want a prize." The little creepy fuck. That is hilarious. And then what else happened?
Oh, and then right after that, he walks through, and then I go into another room, and all of a sudden this lady is just an older lady. She was tiny, itty bitty little thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously thought it was, 40 degrees outside because she had a overcoat on, big hat. Oh, God. So I'm like, woo. She stops the entire room. She goes, oh, my God, look at this lamp. It was one of those old, just brass desk lamps. That's all it was.
Oh, really? With the old dusty-ass lampshade that looked like it's had it just 8 million cigarette stains on it and shit?
Just long brass.
Does it have tassels on the end of the lampshade? Right. I'm just asking.
And she was like, look at the sides. And was just rubbing both sides. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
You guys can't see this, but you literally have your index and your middle finger
just rubbing the sides.
Sticking out on both sides of your hands, rubbing both sides. Like,
I had to stop. Everybody stops. Everybody's just licking. And I'm like dying laughing. I'm like, oh, my God. It's a lamp.
And is that what you told her?
The brass.
Or did you say something, or were you just thinking that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're conservative ass. Didn't say
no, I'm very
but
quiet.
You sitting there cracking the fuck up.
I was dying.
Well, she was fascinated by a lamp.
She was. She was so loud. I thought, well, maybe she can't hear, so she wants to hear herself. So she's so loud.
Well, she knew.
But then no, she was quiet.
Everybody was sitting back reacting like, what is going on in here?
It was pretty funny.
Uh-huh. So give a rundown about the rest of the week since you're going to reverse.
Oh, no, I have one more story about the state itself.
Okay.
So at the very last one, mm-hmm. I think it was the last one. Yeah, it was the last one.
This house, stuff we don't need.
We went in the Riverside. So this house was like massively huge.
Well, Wichitans know what Riverside is.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're really, really old houses. A lot of them are made out of stone.
Yeah. Some of those houses got a lot of character to them.
They do.
Too,
this one was creepy as fuck.
Oh, so, that's right up your fucking alley.
So you walk in and then you like hit all these walls. But one direction you go into this, pretty much could be its own separate house. Mm-hmm. And then you got a downstairs and then the garage and then three rooms. I mean, this place was huge. And so we end up upstairs. Excuse me. And we go to this room and Bob's, he sees these night coats or what are those? Robes.
Oh, okay.
He sees three robes, a blue one, a red one, and this other fancy one.
Was it white?
No, it was fancy. it was a greenish blue. Mm-hmm. I mean, like snazzy greenish blue, real bright, mm-hmm. with a purple edging. And he's like, come here.
Did it belong to Ron Jeremy or something?
No, wait a minute.
I mean, look, what the fuck?
There was like six people in this room. And I'm just going about my business because he always stops and thinks about dumb shit sometimes.
How big was the room?
It was a pretty big sized room. Mm. And because it fit like a king size bed. Mm. And like you still had plenty of room to walk around everywhere. Mm. And so he's like, I'll get a robe for Steven. And I'm like,
yeah, Steven is his grandson.
And he's like, how about this one? I'm like, oh, what are you trying to do? Make him into Hugh Hefner?
Ron Jeremy.
I said Hugh Hefner.
See, you already knew where I was going with
and
this.
And this huge, heavy, heavy guy, he just starts cracking up. Oh, God, Hugh Hefner. I was like, really? Oh, shit. I was like, oh, my God. He really bought that one, too.
He bought it?
I was like, oh, dear Lord.
For his grandson?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, oh, I just couldn't do it. I was like, oh, you really?
Yeah, that's how people feeling out there, obviously. I'm bringing sexy back.
I about died.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
I had the whole room cracking up. Mm-hmm.
So how'd the rest of the week go in reverse? Reverse.
Oh, got Papa's surgery out the way.
Yeah.
Got it done.
Congratulations. His balls got drained.
Oh, he had, yeah, two hernias that were all the way down there. So got that done. He tried to
do too much in his old age.
I guess so.
Trying to get it in on these assisted living coochie.
Right. I'm going to la, 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 la. Okay, anyways. Grandma went to the hospital, so I had to pick up another
man
in my life. Yeah. Take care of my grandpa.
Other grandpa.
Make sure he's fed well.
I think you're the only person I know that has all four of your grandparents' original, not step-grandparents, any of that shit, that still has them alive.
No, I only have three. Grandma passed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Paula did pass. But, I mean, when we entered into a relationship with each other,
I was like,
man, you got all your grandparents?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shit y'all be on, man?
And I just lost my great-grandmother.
Yeah. Just recently.
When we met.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just recently. I mean, if you want to call it recent. But, yeah, that is awesome. And I remember the picture of all five generations of women in one picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yep, there was all five of us.
Man, shit, brothers out here, man, we ain't got that opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it should be, I mean, I want to crack all kind of jokes about it, but... but
you know, let me tell you how this happens.
What?
They get knocked up at 17, 18... Mm-hmm. So, it's pretty easy to get five generations in one picture.
That's what's so fucked up.
Right. I broke that.
Yeah, brothers and sisters do the same thing. What did you break?
I broke that, I don't know, tradition? Whatever you call it. Saying,
what tradition? Getting knocked up before you're 18?
Yeah. I broke that. None of my kids did it.
Oh, well, yeah. It's all you, huh?
Yep.
I didn't have any contributing factors towards that whatsoever.
Half a factor.
Half a factor?
Actually, half a factor.
I didn't have any contributing factors towards that whatsoever, huh?
Yes.
No, you just took all the credit.
I gave you half.
Yeah, you gave me a half. Well, come on, man. Like, I ain't around here making sure shit is on point behind you.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Just like I'm behind you.
No, you're not behind me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you behind me?
Yeah.
How you behind me?
Making sure everything's done.
Oh, yeah, you see. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
You were adopted, huh?
I was.
You weren't adopted.
I was, too.
You still want to supervise motherfuckers, huh?
I do supervise.
Oh, man, you ain't supervising nothing.
I'm day two.
Oh, man. So, speaking of...
What?
Giving everybody the credit where it's due.
Yeah.
What we actually decided to do this week was questions from listeners and other podcasters out there in the world. Now, what's funny is all of our two listeners didn't want to send questions in about how to maintain a relationship out here in 2019. What the hell is wrong with y'all motherfuckers, man?
I don't think those two listeners have Facebook.
Oh, it was what? 40 people seen one post about it. And nobody has a question about anything when it comes to how to maintain a relationship or any kind of relationship questions, because this is the theme of our recent podcast of what we're doing right now.
Oh.
Nobody has questions.
Nobody.
Man, super trash. You know why?
I guess they're special.
You know why?
What?
Because ain't none of them in relationships.
I guess that's true.
Ain't none of them in some long-lasting relationships. Everybody's still figuring shit out.
It takes a while sometimes.
Yeah, it does take a while sometimes because we're still getting established, according to you, after 10 years in the game.
Yes. Takes a while.
It takes a while? How long does it take? We got to hit another 10 years and then you still going to be talking all kind of goofy shit?
Sure.
Really.
I'll be talking goofy shit until I die. I'll probably still be doing that in the grave.
Yeah, man, don't be haunting me with your bullshit.
I probably will.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll die before you. So, so we got some questions from other actual podcasters, believe it or not.
Well, that's very nice.
Are you ready to delve into the psyche of a beautiful relationship that is flourishing and vibrant?
It is.
That, what was that movie called?
I don't know.
I can't remember the movie. Wow, man, for some reason it's escaping my mind with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Robin Williams. What Dreams May Come?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, that's how our relationship be looking. All those outdated visual effects.
Did I wear clown nose?
What? A clown nose?
I would consider me Robin Williams. Oh,
for obvious reasons. Rest in peace, Robin. All right. So we're going to go ahead and read down some of these questions. And we're going to get into it like this. This is coming from Rob Smallbone. Shout out to Rob Smallbone. And he's from Hull, England, co-host of the Property Nomads podcast. Ooh. And I checked out everybody's podcast that commented in this. And
oh, man,
he has a strong accent. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And he actually sounds like he knows what he's talking about a little bit, too.
What is he talking about?
Oh, so man, you can tell me. He's letting everybody know about how to get some property, you know, what you need to look out for.
Even some of the
legal languages. And oh, yeah, man, he's on it.
Oh, wow.
So his question to us was, if you have been single for a long time, what advice would you give to a 30-year-old to get back in the game? A 30-year-old. So I'm assuming he's in his 30s.
Yeah.
What advice would you give a 30-year-old woman to get back into the game if she's maybe recently divorced or a recent breakup or not even recent or just, you know, too timid or afraid to get back out into the dating pool? What would you consider a tactic or what? I mean, basically, like he asked.
Start going to places that you like to go to.
Okay. What does that entail?
Just opening up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you open up more, then you'll invite more people in.
Yeah.
And that way, I mean, and if you're doing something that you really like to do, that person's going to be there too.
Okay.
So that could be a start.
That could be a start. And then we're going to actually take a pause for commercial break because our third member of the podcast is climbing up on you.
He's trying to get on my lap.
He got to get the hell out of here. So we'll be right back, bitches. And now we're back.
We are.
After everybody took a bathroom break.
Yes.
That's the funny part.
We did.
So now we can focus and not feel like our teeth are flooding. Do you ever feel like your teeth are vibrating when you have to pee real bad?
No.
Okay, never mind then. All right. So a 30-year-old, 30-plus, how do they get back into the game?
Just
somebody that, you know.
Doing something that you want to do.
You going somewhere that you enjoy and all that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that actually mean, though? I mean, going somewhere like where?
So if you like, I don't know, if you like working out, then go find, you know, go to the gym.
Worst place for a man to find a woman. Oh,
only example I got. Well, why not? If you find somebody that's also passionate about it.
That's true.
Or, you know, you're passionate about plants. Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to places, you know, Botanica. Or you want to go to, you know, places that, you know, are natural culture, you know, things.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. I mean, and then open yourself up to talking to people.
What's wrong with going to a bar?
You can go to the bar. If you like to go to the bar, then go to the bar and meet them there. Who knows?
But I'm serious at the same time because it depends on what I feel like from a man's perspective. It depends, and not just a man's perspective, but it actually depends on what is your objective. Are you just trying to get laid for the night or are you trying to look for a serious relationship with somebody? So you got to constitute all of those things and take all of those factors into consideration when you are trying to get back into the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to start somewhere, though.
That's why I said, do stuff that you like to do.
Because first of all, you ain't going to start off with a 10. You're not just going to jump into the dating pool and start off with a 10. Unless you got money and it's a shallow relationship or a shallow fucking situation or something like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of empty people out there.
It might be their 10.
It might be their 10. Yeah, of course it might be their 10. Why are you pulling your blanket back and showing me your titties right now? Babe.
Because, dear, I'm your 10, but I'm probably somebody else's 5.
Well, yeah, I mean, Who knows? I mean, we might not be attractive to other people. That's not the question that we're answering right now.
Okay.
What I'm saying is...
I'm listening.
It depends on what your agenda is. If you're looking to just get laid, then yeah, you got to start somewhere. But I mean, but
put
see,
your beer goggles on.
But see, we already have a situation that went on just recently that is going to remain anonymous, and we ain't going to bring it up. And shout out to you.
Oh goodness!
Shout out to you. But I mean, getting in your 30s and trying to get back into the game, that would be difficult right now because I met you before. I was in my 30s.
I just
and hit you 30. No, you weren't 30 yet. No,
I would say take was
pride
a month.
As, take pride as a woman and understand that you weren't 30 yet.
No, I was a month from 30.
Mm-hmm. A month from 30.
A month from 30.
And shit, neither one of us was in a place that we wanted to be.
Nope.
But we ended up 10 years later down the road. We're still together. I don't know how. Mm-hmm. You don't either.
I don't know.
We figure it out along the way. Mm-hmm. We love the shit out of each other. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, I mean, you just never know. There's no real answer to that.
No, but that's why I said, if you're doing something that you wholeheartedly like to do, whether it's a hobby or something that you're passionate about, then that other person that has the same kind of passion... Yeah. You guys might find something.
Like Beyonce. I've been drinking. I've been drinking.
Come visit me.
Uh-huh. So, man, the way we see it, Rob, is, man, you just got to get out there. You don't know where it's going to come from. Because the night that you and I met, neither one of us wanted to even be out that night. Mm-mm. That is the hilarious part about it. Neither one of us gave a fuck about being out that night.
No, because I hadn't been out in years.
And I was just not in the mood to even be out. I just wasn't. But it just kind of happened and coalesced that way. Mm-hmm. So you just got to get out there. And it doesn't matter if you're in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s or your 20s. I mean, you just got to get out there. You just got to get out there, meet new people, make new friends. Mm-hmm. And you never know what might happen.
Yep.
You never know what might happen. So, here's another question that we got. This is from Lorena. Oh, man. I hope I don't butcher everybody's names. Tomasini is what I think. How you pronounce her last name?
I hope.
I think so. Lorena Tomasini.
I'll let her yell at you.
Because she was mad at Rob because that was the question she was going to ask. And she said, let's see. How do you keep the spark alive after so many years? And she is in Miami, Florida, host of the 12 Minute Talks podcast.
Oh, what's that about?
We'll have to check it out together because she's actually talking about some things too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I will have to look into that.
Yeah. We can't get everybody all the,
I like other women podcasts.
Yeah. We can't get, I mean, they got to check out each person's content.
Definitely.
Other women's podcasts? Yeah, because women are getting ready to take over the podcast stream anyway. So
If you're listening.
She's listening.
Go into, I'm in a Facebook group called, I think She Podcast or something like that.
I've heard women. About it. Oh, yes.
It's all women about podcasters. This last week. It's pretty cool. I like it. So if you're in there or if you're not in there yet, definitely check that out.
Throw yourself into that mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope. So she said, how do you keep the spark alive after so many years? First of all, you got the sundress on that a little 7-year-old boy said, won a prize. And I'm looking at that cleavage.
Just, I don't know. For me, it's just, like I told him last night because he tried to ask me this question. And I was like,
who?
You. I was like, I wake up every day and it's brand new.
Yeah, that shit had me like, what the fuck are you talking about? You treat every day like it's brand new?
Right. I don't know what's
going to happen. I could take that so many ways, because you know how a man's anatomy and their psyche and their way of thinking is like, huh? What do you mean?
Well, I really rarely remember the day before, so, and I rarely remember what I'm supposed to do when I get up, yeah. So I'm like, hey, it's a great day, I guess.
All right, Ice Cube.
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, really, talk about that, though. Elaborate on that.
Well, like, I don't know, just, I don't know, finding the patience and the just the good in everything. I'm trying to do that every day.
Now, do I make it that difficult? Damn, you acting like I'm out here on some Darkwing Duck Batman shit or something.
No, you're not. Yeah. It's just like, even if like something like irritates me or something, mm-hmm. I just try to look at it like, oh, well, I won't remember it in a little bit anyways.
I am shaking my head back and forth.
I right just now, keep it going.
They can't see my face, right? But seriously.
Yeah.
You act like I'm just, really? And yeah, you got that snicker on your face too as you're laughing. Okay, no, talk about it.
I don't know.
No, you know.
I don't know. Also, you know, I've been married before. So I definitely know what not to do.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, I do know that technically I'm not supposed to do everything.
Nope.
And it is really nice to have help.
Thank you.
So that helps a lot in our relationship because we do things together.
Yeah, we do.
And we do dishes together. Or if I don't get to the dishes, he does the dishes. And it's not me carrying the burden of making sure the house is done and also working and, you know, everything like that. Now, one thing I do is, you know, I do the laundry, but he also will put it away.
There's a reason why she does the laundry, because she hates the way I fold the laundry. Public service announcement, guys.
Yes, I'm very particular on how each individual piece gets folded.
She is so meticulous about that. And that's what's so funny, because we're both meticulous about certain aspects of just life. But in our relationship, we are too.
Yeah.
Looking out for each other. It's kind of weird.
It all coincides mm-hmm. in the same way. Like, my aspects for him are different than his for me. So they all just mesh in the same bowl. I don't know.
Yeah. Chemistry is everything.
It is. Communication. We sometimes have it and sometimes don't.
Well, that's a normal relationship.
A lot of times I'm having more conversations in my head with him than we are normally.
So. And vice versa. That's true, though. I mean, it is true. Yeah, definitely.
So,
We both, we live totally different worlds outside of mm-hmm. each other. Like most couples do.
And we allow each other to do that. And we, you know, push each other to do that versus, why are you doing that? What's the point? You know,
it's never been that.
You know, if he's in his zone, I'm not even going to go near him.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll be out here with bars out here in these streets. Don't act like you guys don't know that I'm in here cooking up all kind of classics for your asses. Holla.
Right.
Yeah, she's like, right, what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
But no, it's along the same lines of what you're saying, though.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I don't have to know what he's doing at every turn.
Who has time for that? Because if you actually have trust in your relationship.
And that's a big thing,
too.
You
don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
If you have any gut feelings, then run.
No, it ain't no running.
If you feel good inside, then make it work.
Pursue it. Yeah.
Get it going.
But there's no running, though.
Work. No, if you have a bad feeling, then if run.
If it's something along those levels, way that your eyebrows just raised up in me, then, yeah, you better get the fuck out of Dodge, for real.
Because it's probably accurate.
Don't play stupid.
Accurate.
Don't be naive.
It is completely accurate. No matter how bad you want, want things to work. If that feeling is there, it's not going to go away.
No, it definitely
isn't. It's somebody beating at you saying, what the fuck are you doing?
Your internal.
What the, we're not supposed to be here.
Your consciousness is hollering at you like, yo.
Yeah. It knows. Man. Been there twice. It knows. That feeling does not go away.
No, it definitely doesn't. It definitely doesn't.
So find that person that feeling is just.
Yeah, but you just got to get out there, first of all. You just got to get out there. You never know where it may come from. I cracked the joke, but it's true. We met each other in a bar, and we didn't care to even be there. Because they always say the old stigma is, you know, people that meet in a bar, their relationships don't last and all this other stuff. Yeah, whatever. Obviously, we defy those odds because we special. Anyway, moving on to another question. Oh, Sherika, I'm sorry. I would love to be able to pronounce your name like I have some sense.
I'll give you a couple.
She lives in Oklahoma, and she's actually doing a podcast with her husband called King and Queen. It's a Christian podcast. And her question is, hi, how about do you think it's important for a couple to have the same faith or religious beliefs before dating?
I don't particularly think that either one has to have the same faith or not, but I think that you both have to have an open mind if you both are going to have different faiths. Mm-hmm. Because if one's going to be closed-minded, it's not going
to
work.
Well, she did say on the tail end of that question, too, that it doesn't have to be. I mean, the way I'm, you know, translating this question is, she says, like I said, same faith and or religious beliefs before dating. She's basically asking, I mean, even if you guys, like you were just saying a little bit ago, having an open mind and have a different religious beliefs, is that important?
It would just be completely just what it, you know, what I said. If you have, if they have a closed mind and they can't open their heart for that person and what they want to, you know, follow and what they want to be.
Believe and what their beliefs are, maybe even family ties. There's a lot of different factors that are involved in that.
Then it's not, it wouldn't work. There would be too much resentment, too much anger, too much.
Well, I mean, that's a fine line between when you say those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I say that is because you're not going to be able to convert somebody towards your belief system versus, you know, them trying to convert you towards their belief systems. I don't think that should definitely not be so integral and so important in a relationship. Of course, love is a complicated subject as it is when you love somebody. You know, there's people out there that love somebody that's strung out on drugs. There's people that are out there that love somebody that's, you know, into whatever kind of shit that's out there. You know, there's a whole lot of different things out there that complicate just the love that you have for another person and the chemistry you have with another person. So from a religious aspect, from my perspective, is, I mean, it depends on the person. It may be helpful to be with somebody in your same faith. It may not be helpful to be with somebody in the same belief systems and stuff like that. It, you know, it's just, there's so many varying
factors.
That's
why I said, if you're going in it and you know, you're open-minded to say, okay, honey, you practice your faith and you go for it. Yeah. I'm going to be over here practicing my faith.
Right.
I'm going to go for it.
But if you guys love each other
and
the
we'll
same way.
We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah, if you guys love each other the same way, you're still keeping positive vibes and energies. Of course, life is life. Right.
Right.
Yeah, but if you guys have.
Because you guys got to conquer that life.
Right.
And if you're fighting whose God is better and bigger and it's the same God, then why are you.
My faith is the true faith and yours is God's propagandas and all this stuff. But what religious aspect doesn't, you know, in this life, you know, there's all kind of controversy surrounding any religion that you subscribe to or any faith or belief system that you subscribe to. There is always some kind of controversy surrounding it. But if that person is good to you and that person is positive in the relationship, that person is bettering themselves and helping you to better yourself, regardless of what your belief systems are, I don't think it's really that important to have the same faith.
No.
I really don't think it is.
It's especially all about how you feel with each other. If you guys are accepting. If you are accepting of each other,
That's a key word that's lost. Accepting. Acceptance. And compromise. You brought up two key words in that. And that is very important. So, I mean, I feel like I was just reiterating a little bit ago, it's not that important that you, in our opinion, in our opinion, that you have the same belief systems in the same faith. Because we don't. We don't. But at the same time, you got to allow an individual to be that individual, to see things the way they want to see things and believe things that they want to believe in. And it shouldn't really actually be a mitigating factor in how your relationship flourishes or whatever the case may be. That's just my opinion too. So, yeah, that was a good question though. That was definitely a good question.
It was very good.
All right, next question is from Sean Dustin. And Sean Dustin said, why is monogamy so challenging in this time period? And he is also the host of Nowhere to Go But Up podcast from Brentwood, California. And he actually had a good conversation with a woman that he was just talking to recently about, you know, certain things that, you know, getting back out there and relationship questions. And I'm not going to reveal all the information because people need to tune in and check out for themselves. So
I like that podcast name.
Yeah. Nowhere to Go But Up.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is positive. Yeah, shout out to Sean. So he said, why is monogamy so challenging in this time period?
I think people have lost the, I don't know, like the feeling of just, I don't know. They just, it's just so easy for them to just say, you know, they don't know the difference between lust, like, and love, and they just are sticking with like for a couple weeks, month, whatever, and bounce to the next one. They don't know themselves enough to just stop and listen and, I don't know, learn yourself, love yourself, and then, you know, find that person that, you know, sweeps you off your
feet. Well, it sounds like to me that you're talking about from a young person's perspective. Well, not even just really a young person's perspective, but it could be anybody. And first of all, for anybody that is listening that doesn't know what monogamy actually means, it actually is the practice or state of being married to one person at a time. And it doesn't actually have to mean married to one person. Just you are devoted to one person or, you know,
I mean, it's so easy for, you know, someone just to, I don't know, turn somebody's head. And it's like, why? Because, you know, you got somebody. Love that somebody. Put all that energy into that person.
Well, it's sometimes human instinct, too. You know, God made us have eyes.
Well, everybody likes to flirt.
Or I mean, evolution has gave us eyes. To, of course, if you see something that, you know, is attractive or something like that, it is human nature to kind of go, you know, look real quick and whatever, or there look
is,
and...
It's huge. I'm... Papa, I swear it, I swear it. My goodness, that man, I can't take him anywhere. Ooh, did you see that butt?
Man, I mean,
I'm like,
shit.
Yes, Papa, it was
hey,
a nice
you can't
one.
Put that on Papa because you know what? The last time you and I were in Oklahoma City when we were staying at our hotel and that bartender had the most perfect titties that we both couldn't help but look at. We both looked
at
them.
We stayed there on lunch, just their boobs.
Man. And even I could help because I felt uncomfortable. Like, damn, man, those are some nice titties.
Right, they were.
And then you looked at
bought
me
and
finally. You were the one that broke the silence and said, babe, she has some gorgeous titties. And I was like, right, thank God. Because I'm sitting here like, holy shit.
And I was
like, let's look at them together on three. One, two, three. And we looked and we just giggled like
we're doing right now.
Oh, man. It was funny as hell because you was mad at Coyote Ugly that night.
Oh, God, that was so ugly.
Yeah, anyway.
That was not as cute as I thought it would be.
So even though those titties were fucking perfect, were we thinking about breaking our bond? Not really.
No. Never.
You know, and monogamy is subjective these days for the simple fact that social media makes it really difficult.
You got
too.
All
and
these you have people instant and access everybody to in
anything
their
and everything, and
it's just insane.
And you know, I mean, there's, let's call it what it is. There's women and men that are soliciting themselves over social media, and it's fine as long as it's a paid account, as long as it's that, that, and the other. And we're not going down that road completely, but it is fine. And shit, I don't knock anybody that's out there getting a paper and getting a hustle on. That's cool. Do what you do. But monogamy is hard because remember how advertising was basically centralized when we were children to just, you heard something on the radio. You only had one or two TVs in the house or you seen a magazine or something like that, right?
Okay.
And then when you see those images or you see what's enticing, it's actually, yeah, that's what it was designed to do, is gravitate your attention towards, oh man, you know, yeah, I'm with somebody, but man, I'm looking at this Playboy magazine and thinking of other things. Or I'm looking at this, or I'm going to, what's it, Chippendales. I'm going to Chippendales and having other thoughts and stuff like that. There's a lot of people out there that feel that way. But now with social media and everything that's being force-fed in our faces as far as entertainment, I mean, it might be difficult for some people out there. That's a legitimate question.
You know, that's what I said in the beginning.
What?
I said...
I'm talking about from a man's perspective, too.
Society has taken out that... Mm-hmm. Pretty much taken out loyalty.
Yeah.
Society's taken out
loyalty.
It's taken out that feeling of love.
Why? How? You break it down.
Desensitizing.
Desensitizing is the word.
That it's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah. Especially if you're in a devoted relationship with somebody. That's key.
People
that's,
don't
that's
teach
one.
Their kids that it's not okay. And these kids are seeing mommy and daddy just picking a new girl or new guy every so often, and it's okay. It's not okay.
Yeah. I mean, just running through and all this other stuff. I mean, when you're at a young age, that's difficult to do. It was difficult for us to do back in the 90s. You know? Even back in the, you know, late 80s, whatever. It was difficult for us to do because we sat back and watched the influence of other people. But now I can only imagine being how old we were during that time period in 2019 now.
Well, like, okay. When we met, I did not introduce him to... I introduced him to one of my children. Maybe it was almost a year.
And I respected that.
A year after we met.
And I respected that because I didn't do the same thing.
And then
with my son.
Yeah.
I didn't do the same thing. I waited for a minute.
And a lot of people just jump from relationships.
Oh, man. Damaging these kids out here, man. Damaging them, man.
Bring those people right in.
Yeah.
And then those kids get attached and then those people leave.
Man, that is
and they're confused.
Right.
And my main priority was those kids because I couldn't do it again. So making sure that, you know, I stress to the kids that, you know, life is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
You know, you got all these people that's not going to do great things. And now they're saying they're terribly upset because even my 17-year-old can't find a, you know, can't even talk to a guy without him having already a baby.
Mm-hmm. That's how bad it is now. I mean, it was like that when we were kids, too. I mean, but it's just more prevalent now because of all the influences that are out
yes.
there that thinking it's okay, like you saying, too. So it's just like, yo, you know, I was just talking to a gentleman at work the other day. You know, recently divorced. He's 32 years old. And he's going through it and he's not thinking about, you know, being in a relationship and stuff like that, which is commendable. You shouldn't be thinking about that right now. You need to figure out what's going to be best for your children right now. and do what you got to do. So long story short, he was sitting back and he was talking about like, man, but if I were to get into the dating pool, you know, the woman's got to be single and no kids, this, that, and the other. I'm like, bruh, you do realize we live in 2019, right?
Yeah.
You do realize that most women that you are going to encounter, if not 99.9% of them, are already a ready-made family.
Yep.
They already have kids. They already have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They already have that going on. It's not the way it used to be.
Yeah, that's all Caleb finds. He says that's all they are.
Yeah, they all
they're all kids. Single moms.
And they're and he just turned 22.
Yes.
Shout out to Caleb.
Happy birthday,
son. Yeah. And it's I don't know. I mean, it's not sad. It's just basically what it shows is just the condition of society and how we're being conditioned anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh man, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole of, you know, conspiracies as far as, you know, of course, human lives actually, you know, you can profit off of human lives and population control and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. That's all conspiracies that I won't go into that are, you know, personal to me. But it is crazy just to think that, I mean, that's just the narrative now.
Yeah, it is.
It's just the narrative now. I'm like, damn, man. 17 years old and guys already got kids and stuff like, of course. Of course. But how old is these dudes she talking to? Because she might need to get thumped upside her head.
They're all 17, 18.
Got kids already.
Yep.
Yeah, man, that's ridiculous.
She tells them, she says, don't hit me up again. She says, you need to focus on your kid, not hitting people up.
Yeah.
She's my loudmouth one.
Well, she is you, just 2.0 version right. of you.
She's the one who speaks her mind. I just hear my mind.
Mm-hmm. You speak your mind to me.
Yeah.
And the more comfortable you get with that black thing in your face, you're going to... Mm-hmm. Start speaking your mind even more.
I don't know about that.
All right. I know we're going into extended play right here on the time right here. So we in overtime right now. But we only got two more questions in this particular thread. And we will put it out there again next week. So next question is from Jeremy. I want to say Gwatlitz. Gwatlitz? Gwatlitz? Sorry, man. You out there.
You're just butchering everybody's name.
I know. I am terrible with names. I am definitely terrible with names. But he did say, recently married here, 30 days as of tomorrow. And this was 5 days ago.
Congratulations
man.
Yay.
That's a big step. He said, my question is it important to have other married couple friends that you hang out on a regular basis? And why not? So basically what I'm thinking he's saying is it important? Is it important to have married couples that you guys hang out with together?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is it important?
Or
is it not important? Are any of our friends married?
I don't think so. I think we're the only ones.
Besides Clifford and Raina.
Right. Technically, we only have one set of married friends.
Yeah. Shout out to Clifford, MMA fighter. Check out the EFC.
Yes.
My best friend since high school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, everybody goes through relationships or, you know, they break up and find somebody else and break up. And
yeah.
I
mean, that sounds like the story of our friends around us, you know, of everybody just trying to, you know, find that.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find that. And everybody looks towards us, which is hilarious to me, that we are the model flagship of what a relationship and a couple. And I mean, all of that should be. And I'm like, why? If you guys actually hear what we talk about and what we fuss about with each other,
we bicker.
Oh man,
we bicker.
I'm like, what the hell? I'm
like half the time I have no clue what he's saying.
Yeah, half the time I don't know what you're talking about either.
I'm like staring at him, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'll be looking at you too. Yeah, with those eyebrows, just like you just did.
Right,
man, you be bullshitting though. You bullshit too much too. That's your problem.
And then we have this little bicker argument afterwards because I'm like still trying to figure out what the fuck he's trying to say.
And then you looking at me all fucked up. I'm like, why are you looking at me all? And then you looking at me like, why are you looking at me like that? And then it's just back and forth, back and forth. Venus and Serena.
I'm like, do you even know what you just said?
No.
And I'll repeat it to him. And he was
no, it ain't got
no. No, that's not it. And I said, that is exactly what you just said.
No, it isn't.
See?
That's the way you heard it. See what I'm saying?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Do we think it's important? Not necessarily.
No. You know what? Be friends with people.
Yeah.
Just be friends with everybody if you can.
If they're married or single or whatever, it doesn't matter.
Who knows? Maybe one of your girl single friends will meet one of your guy single friends and they'll get married. And then, hey, everybody's got another new married friend.
Life is full of variables like that.
Yep.
And sometimes, I mean, shit, more often than not, there's more disasters that happen in those scenarios.
Hey. Just tell them it was a night. Have fun.
But no, I don't think it's I don't think it's that important. You know, it is helpful though.
It
because
is.
Because we do enjoy having our game nights with Clifford and Raina.
Yeah, we do have game nights.
We have our game nights, which we're going to do again soon. He did just have a fight recently. And
we
he was recouping.
Mm-hmm.
He was recouping and, you know, get himself back together and stuff like that. After a fight, I mean, shoot, when you're in that octagon, that ain't no joke. So... Yeah, we definitely going to have our game nights here probably in the next week. Mm-hmm. Next weekend is probably what I'm thinking we're going to have our next game night.
Deal.
So, but, yeah, that's going to be a good time. So, but, no, it's not that important to us. To us.
Right.
It's to us. So, our last question, which we've talked about this, I think, in season one of our podcast, and this is coming from Nikki Richardson. And she's from the Top of the Round podcast. In Whidbey Island, Washington.
Oh, I want to be in Washington.
I bet you do. Puff, give to and me. Pass it to the left.
Just give it to me. You don't have to pass it to the left or right. Just
puff, give. Nah, she said, serious struggle. How on earth do you decide which restaurant to go to when you eat out? I'll let you take the floor on this bullshit.
Luckily, we don't eat out very often.
We just talked about that. Man, that should be expensive. Man, don't let me get into the story about us eating out just recently.
But our cheat nights when I just like give up.
Go through a drive-through or
right. Usually it's just like I'm just like I don't care. I don't care.
This is how it goes, guys, and it's still been the same way. I will take the floor here. Let me snatch that red carpet underneath your high heels and your sundress that got you a 7-year-old's award.
Root beer.
Yeah, it is root beer. Listen, this is how it still goes. Babe, what do you want to eat? I don't care. Well, you got to give me an idea. You got to give me something. I really don't care, babe. Just pick something. Okay. Well, what about this? Well, I don't want that. Well, then why the fuck did you just ask me? Or why the fuck did you just tell me that you don't care? You don't care. But when I give you an idea, you give me that look like, I don't want that. Then tell me what you want. I don't know. I still don't really care, but I don't want that. How many circles are we going to talk?
Just pick.
No, damn it. Tell me what you want and stop the goddamn madness.
See, this doesn't happen when I'm cooking dinner. I just go to
the
store,
man. Well, yeah,
get
listen,
shit, and
listen,
I cook dinner.
You know, man, that in-home menu be the shiznit.
So it's just whatever I fucking cook you're eating.
Oh, it's like that, knowing damn
it
well
is.
I'm like, I'm with it. But whatever you cooking and I'm going to fucking eat it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what we're eating.
Yeah, when it's usually ate out, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday.
Then you'll get
you
mad.
You cooked
and you're
in the
like,
house yesterday since I didn't get my whatever I asked for a couple of nights ago. And what did you do?
We went out to...
Don't say it.
We went out to this place to eat.
An anonymous restaurant on the west side.
And
West Kellogg, to be exact, Wichita.
And babe asked for... what was that? Fish to go.
Man.
They're fried fish, catfish to go.
4 pieces to be exact.
Right, four pieces. So, we not only did we have to wait 45 minutes.
Man,
for this four piece.
Knowing a brother got to get to the 9 to 5 the next fucking day.
So Ken could get gone so he can, you know, he can go to bed.
By the way, Ken Thompson is my government.
Right. Nobody come get him.
Ain't nobody coming to get me.
So, we finally get it. We get out of there. He rushes home. I go take care of all my other family duties.
Oh, man. How did that Vaseline work for your dad's tailpipe?
It was the radiator pipe.
On the 71 Gran Torino.
73.
He's asking for Vaseline.
No.
I know, it's 73 Gran Torino.
This dude goddamn calls me and says, I need some, what is it? I need some grease.
How the hell are you going to call your dad?
You need some grease? Oh, do I look like I got grease?
Do you have some Vaseline?
Well, Vaseline will do. Or you got some KY jelly? What do I need? Why do I need KY jelly?
Because I take care of business up here, Dad. I know you don't want to hear that. And neither do our children. And neither do half of our two listeners.
Goodness. Here
you go. So here we go.
So, yeah. So I had it. By the way, I'm the one who took off the radiator, and then I had to go back and put the radiator hose back on.
A true woman. Hey, men out there are salivating right now if they listen in this long into this episode. Like, what? You climbed under there and did what? Oh, shit.
It took my dad. My dad was working on it for 2 fucking hours. An hour of it. I was sitting there like, what the fuck here? Then he would take a fucking 10-minute break, smoke 2 cigarettes, and then go look at it again. Now, I don't think I can get there.
I don't think I can get there. So I think you might have to. Your hands are smaller.
Why don't you come over here and try? Took me 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm like, you.
After you stood there for 2 hours,
staring at the thing.
Oh, that's no different than back in a few years. No, it was back a few years ago when you had a ball-ping hammer talking about what we got to do. And you climbed underneath the hood of my truck like, what you going to do with a damn hammer?
I'm going to make it.
My baby's a go-getter. I ain't mad at her.
I'll find a way.
If you don't get your ass off this goddamn truck and give me the hammer, give me the damn hammer. Sit down. Shit. So back to my catfish I didn't get.
Oh, yes. So he didn't get the catfish. So last night I cooked him some salmon fish.
Salmon?
Salmon.
Whatever. There you go.
Whatever. I've been working on that.
Yeah, they was making fun of you. Your family was making fun of you last night and the night before about how you say water.
My water.
Your water.
My water.
Water.
And Dad was laughing last night. See, I made you say it 4 times.
Congratulations.
Like, whatever.
It took you 2 hours to try to figure out how to get a hose off. Right. Like, and you needed Vaseline to do it. Shout out to your dad.
Oh,
man. But yeah, I didn't get my fish. I was pissed off.
Yeah. So
man, I got home. I was mad as hell because I don't be out that late. I get up too dang early to be out that late. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get my fish. So guess what you did today? Since you want to talk shit about you, whatever I cook, you're going to eat it. Yeah, I still went to the store to pick it up. But that's beside the point.
I know. Because I was taking off a radiator hose.
Well, you know how to reach for big black things, dear. It's okay.
I know. I got it.
Oh, man. So any parting thoughts you have for the ladies and gentlemen out there that are listening to our dysfunctional relationship that are also in dysfunctional relationships, but they are still lasting?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Be yourself from the beginning.
That's a fact.
From the very beginning.
Yeah. Elaborate everybody, further on that, baby. Man,
everybody changes.
You spend some knowledge out here. What? Be yourself from the beginning, huh?
Be yourself. Yeah. Everybody changes.
That's true.
I mean, we all change.
Yeah, especially as we grow
older. Because you're growing.
Yeah.
You're growing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're changing.
Yeah. And evolving. And
you know,
your interests change.
So.
Yeah.
Just
be yourself.
Always be yourself.
And whatever we do, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're not in a relationship, Always keep it a buck with yourself. Mm-hmm. You always keep it a buck with yourself because
love yourself.
That is going to be exactly love yourself. That is going to be the one determining factor in each individual person's lives mm-hmm. of whether, you know, you succeed or fail at anything in this life.
And feed yourself healthy shit.
Oh, here you go, man. We ain't doing that right now. We talking about just keeping it that's a buck with ourselves.
Loving yourself.
But that is definitely loving ourselves. And
because it will. It would help with the depression. It helps with all the stuff in your body. It does.
Feeling like you have to even ask questions in your relationship.
Stop giving McDonald's your money.
Oh, come on, man. What are you doing? Are you running for... Are you in a GOP race right now and I'm not aware of it?
Not yet.
Oh, come on, man.
I'll let you know 5 minutes ahead.
Oh, well, shit, I got $5 to donate.
Yes.
Oh, man. But yeah, definitely, you got to be yourself.
Yeah.
Got to be yourself. All those questions were actually pretty good questions. We appreciate the input and everybody that did that. We will actually put it out there again next week since people in our Facebook group want to act like they all shy and sediddy and all this other fuck shit that y'all be
quiet.
On. We know what y'all doing out here.
You can't be any more quiet than me, so
man,
come on.
Ain't that
step
true.
Up.
And I'm sitting back like my black ass Bruce Wayne. I'm on some Bruce Wayne shit all the time.
Yeah.
But no, but seriously, guys, be yourselves. Quit questioning and everything. I mean, question what you need to question, but just get out there, do what you feel you need to do. Just go through the motions of life.
Stop second guessing yourself.
Yeah, and just do what you feel like you need to do in this life because, mm-hmm. man, the older we're getting, we're seeing how short it's getting, and we're in that in-between stage of looking at it like, man.
The world is just... too harsh. So don't be harsh on yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, just enjoy life.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you can. You know, stay positive the best you can. Each day, you know, presents its own challenges. It's easier said than done. Most days, especially in this climate right now. There's so many variables out there that can just bring you down, but just look at yourself in the mirror each morning. Wipe the My Boogies
out
your face.
I love you today.
Wipe the My Boogies out your face. You know, pick your nose, whatever you got to do. And just realize that, hey, you know what? We're all human at the end of the day.
Yep.
So thanks for listening, you guys. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Yeah, we got a little serious on them today, a little bit. Try to be a little comical, but you know, but there was some of those questions were pretty serious, so
yeah.
And they deserve to hear that. So thank you guys for tuning in yet again.
Yes.
Parting words.
Bye.
Bye. Just like that. Just like that.
I gotta go pee.
Oh, God. See, I knew it was something because you got me that. You give me that look again. Is your teeth feeling like they flooding? I was saying that earlier.
No, dude.
don't you dude me. I'm about to kick your ass. Deuces.
Deuce.